hello, hello, everyone, and welcome back to my podcast, Creating a Mindset for Success. Today, we're going over the five key reasons why mindset mastery is vital to your success. We're going over today on the fourth day of facing adversity. Let's go ahead and dive in. No matter what goal you seek to achieve, the path to your success is bound to include some degree of adversity. If you want to get through the rough patches, however, you will need to develop thick skin and learn to face each challenge head on. This is where mindset plays a critical role. Adversity tests one's mettle to the core. After facing an extreme hardship, a person may feel justified in succumbing to defeat. For them, it can feel like an easy road. Yet the capacity to move through the fire, get knocked down, and not get knocked out is a true testament to the power of resilient mindset. The past few days, we started out with the very first one being developing healthy self-esteem, which is key in business and in life. Because what you think about yourself and how you value yourself and your worth is very critical and very dependent upon how your life and your business is going to turn out. That's when you have to formulate a winning perspective. You have to change your perspective on seeing things. Instead of seeing a glass half full, most people see the glass half full instead of half empty. So your perspective is really big, because in your mindset, everything has to do with your perspective and your foundational beliefs. Goes what you think you are or what you can or cannot do. Your perspective on seeing things, instead of looking at it as, oh, I can't achieve this, you turn it around and say, I can achieve this in this amount of time. The way you perceive things really, really affects your mindset. That's when we come in, when I told you yesterday on harnessing drive. You have to have a perspective to be able to harness drive. You have to be able to see things in your business, in your mind, in your life, and change the perspective from negative to positive. See, your mindset is critical to drive things that's going on in your life and in your business. Because if you don't have that drive to go forward in life or in our business, you're not going to go anywhere. You're going to be like right there at square one, instead of continue on going from 0 to 100. So facing adversity, some people really have a very hard time in facing adversity, because it really does, like I said, it really does test your mental core. Some people look at things and they fall down and get knocked down and they don't get back up. And if you remember the small saying, if you learn how to ride a bike, a horse, skateboard, or whatever, it has to do with balancing or something, continuing to do something, when you fall off and you get knocked down, you get right back up. You don't stay right there in that moment, falling down and don't move. See, the way you perceive things that you cannot get back up is what's going to affect you. That's part of your adversities, because you see something and then you run into a problem, and then the way you handle it has the outcome of good or bad. So if you run into a problem in business and you say, oh, there's no way I can get this done, then you know what? There's no way you're going to be able to get it done. If you run into an adversity and a problem in your business and you see something has to be done, then you figure out a way to get it done. You don't drop down and just fall out and say, okay, I'm just going to drop dead on this. This is never going to work. That also has to do with your self-esteem, because you have to believe you can. Like a picture I have in my home. She said she believed she could, so she did. If you believe you can, you can. If you think you can, you can. So when you face adversity, instead of looking at it as being getting knocked down and knocked out, get back up. Get back up. That is a true testament to the power of a resilient mindset. When you continue to look at adversity head on and continue to go ahead and face it and conquer it, you will continue to get better and better. And this is going in with mindset, because a repetitive thing you continuously do becomes a habit. That's why I teach on mindset and teaching you how to overcome certain things in your mind. And with mindset, adversity is one, because some people have a really, 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 really hard time. When roadblocks hit, they just fall down and die. And that's not what you do. You have to meet them head on, you have to conquer them, and you have to continue moving on. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast on facing adversity. Tomorrow is the fifth and final day, which is achieving the underlying goal. If you notice how all of these tie in together, with from day one, starting off with developing a healthy self-esteem, and then we're growing into formulating a winning perspective, and then we have to harness deep down their drive to keep going, and then we end up facing adversity, and depending on how you do it, is where you're going to be winning or losing. And in order to achieve anything in life, you have to achieve an underlying goal. Thank you so much for attending today. I hope to see you again tomorrow. We will resume on Monday. As you know, we do Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. every day, with creating a mindset for success. I am your host, Karunda Glover. And remember, a mind is a terrible thing to waste.